One of the biggest things we're dealing with are drug and alcohol abuse.
The most common problems are going to be depression and anxiety, for sure. But we see everything.
I'm getting more and more calls and emails from faculty and staff wanting to know how to deal with students that they suspect are having a mental health crisis.
Counseling centers have become a more utilized resource now than they were decades ago. When Genesee Community College Dean of Students Patty Chaya started 18 years ago in a different position, she says things were much different.
Throughout the years, I noticed that students are coming to counseling for things like, oh, I have a roommate problem, or I'm breaking up with my boyfriend. And now it's more intent like, oh, I'm in a domestic violence relationship, or I have an issue because somebody sexually assaulted me, or I was harassed sexually.
Chaya says they've become much more plan-oriented. This is highlighted by their approach to suicide prevention.
If you're going to go back tonight to the residence hall, what are you going to do if you start thinking about this or that? And, you know, our counselor works very closely with the students in getting those plans together. But it's when they can't come up with a plan or they can't commit that they're going to use the plan is when we really have to step in and make sure we're taking care of that student.
Moving forward, Chaya would like to divert more resources to helping students adjust to their campus life in a rural area like Batavia.
Students coming in from New York City that find themselves here and they have anxiety because they have cows living across the street from them. You know, for those international students that come in and they haven't been well prepared because they don't speak the language as well and they're living in an area where they're hearing slang.
In downtown Buffalo, Erie Community College deals with a problem many others in the region face, homelessness. And City Campus Dean of Students, Petrina Hill, says it's on the rise at ECC.
We have to really consider that community colleges are microcosms of what is going on in the world.
ECC Provost Douglas Scheitz says another one of their biggest issues they're facing is financial stress, which also happens to be the most Googled mental health issue in New York State this past year.
During the course of the semester, when they have to get their schoolwork done, they still may need to figure out how they're going to pay for where they're living, what they're eating, how they're going to get to campus. A lot of those expenses of life will come into their week-to-week, day-to-day concern. So that is a stressor, and all of those things are going to pull your focus away from your success at being academic, and thereby, and you're just success at life.
To help with what ECC officials are calling life problems, they're back to offering faculty mental health first aid training this year. That's another similarity across most campuses, including Madai. Lynn Horn Moyer, the Department of Counseling and Clinical Psychology chair, says with Madai's campus being smaller, they can develop a closer relationship with their teachers.
Our students have a very high number of what we call adverse experiences. So if you ask people if they've suffered a trauma, they might say no. But then when you find out what their experiences are, yes, they have. So they might grow up in an area where there's been a lot of violence in the community. So if you're awakened at night with gunshots going off, you might not even know that that's a trauma, but we know that that's an adverse experience that often is going to have an impact on mental health and later learning.
Horn Moyer says one of their main efforts this year is to make campus officials trauma-informed.
I've heard many faculty talk about having students in their office, and because there's been that link, there's been that faculty training, they'll walk the student over to the counseling center.
A counseling center is no longer just a place for relationship troubles or annoyed roommates. They'll help you with that, but they're attempting to keep up with the rising need for multiple services, which doesn't appear to be slowing down anytime soon. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.